Hour of recess has expired. The Senate is back in session. Senator from Boone County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of Senate bills for perfection on the formal calendar, and I'd ask that you call a calendar.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be Senate bills for perfection, formal calendar. Senate Bill 51 and 42 with Senate Committee Substitute, the Senator from Platte County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Could you please lay that bill on the informal calendar?
That bill shall be placed on the informal calendar. Senate Bills 55, 23, and 25, the Senator from Shelby with Senate Committee Substitute. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. On behalf of the Senator from Shelby, would you place that bill on the informal calendar?
That bill shall be placed on the informal calendar. Senate Bill 2, the Senator from Andrew County.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill be taken up for perfection.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Andrew. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, your bill is now before the body.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I have a Senate substitute. I will send it forward. I move for a waiver of the reading as it has been distributed.
Hearing no objection, a waiver of the reading shall be granted. Please send your substitute forward. Senator, would you mind moving for the adoption of the substitute and then feel free to explain it?
I would be happy to move for adoption of the Senate substitute for Senate Bill number 2. And I move for the adoption. And I'd be happy to explain it. So Senate Bill 2, is an issue that we kind of addressed last year. It was cut on a couple of bills, but Mr. President, Senate Bill, what it does, Senate Bill 2 changes the Missouri Works program to allow for part-time and full-time military jobs to qualify for Missouri Works tax credits. This bill is especially important to the 139th Air Wing in St. Joseph, which is competing for the Aero Medical Squadron authorized by the Secretary of the Air Force. The project would bring 106 job positions to the base. Only 7 of those positions are considered full-time, while the rest are considered part-time as traditional guardsmen. While most of these positions would be part-time, many of the people who will be working in the area in other positions bringing folks to our region in a full-time capacity. Currently, under Missouri Works, part-time positions are not eligible to be included in the payroll calculations for the incentives, thus eliminating any reserve or National Guard positions. With this change, any qualified military project, all military jobs, regardless of the number of hours worked, shall be considered full-time jobs for the purpose of calculating benefits of the Missouri Works program tax credits. This will show the state's interest to treat all military jobs the same, regardless of status, and show our commitment to keeping our military jobs and bases. Mr. President, the substitute just is some clarifying language that we've got from the Department of Economic Development around the part-time or full-time basis. And that's really what it does. It just clarifies that these part-time jobs would be considered full-time equivalents. It would be a ratio that would be worked out to achieve full-time equivalents for the Missouri Works program. Again, you know, the Missouri Works program is based off of payroll, not number of jobs. So it's a total payroll that would be taken into consideration, and it is discretionary by the Department of Economic Development, so there should not be much of a fiscal note. So with that, Mr. President, I'd be happy to take any questions. And if no questions, Mr. President, I would renew my motion.
The Senator from Andrew County has moved for the adoption of Senate Substitute Number 1 to Senate Bill Number 2. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from the 5th District.
Thank you, Mr. President, to inquire of the Senator from Andrew.
Senator from Andrew, do you yield to your colleague of the 5th District?
I most certainly do, Mr.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you, and thank
you. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Senator. Senator. Thank you for bringing this bill forward. It came through in committee. I supported it there. I just wanted to follow up on that last part you mentioned about the changes that were made to the substitute.
And they would be really the crux of the pages are on page bottom of page 10 on the substitute, the top of page 11.
Okay.
And again, I think it's some language that the Department of Economic Development brought forth that would make them feel more comfortable with clarifying that the you know that these would equate up to full-time equivalents.
Right, right.
So you're not giving full-time benefits to part-time persons. You would be basically making, you know, full-time equivalents out of the payroll and the individuals working there.
All right, and it looks like that language from the Department of Economic Development that started online, was it 316 to 329?
That's correct.
Great. Well, I think this is a great bill, and I intend to continue my support of it. Thank you, Senator.
Well, Senator, I sure appreciate your background in dealing with issues like this and support of the Guard, and I sure appreciate your support of the bill then as well.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you very much.
I wish all of our bills were this easy.
It would be nice.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further discussion on the adoption of the Senate substitute. Hearing none, Senator, you are recognized to close.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. I would move the Senate substitute bill number two be adopted, and I close, Mr. President.
The Senator from Andrew County stumbles through the adoption of Senate substitute number one for Senate bill number two. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have adopted the Senate substitute. Senator from Andrew.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I now move that Senate substitute for Senate Bill number 2 be declared perfected and ordered printed.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Andrew County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you are recognized to close.
Why, thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I close.
Senator from Andrew County renews his motion that the Senate substitute for Senate Bill number 2 be ordered perfected and be ordered printed and declared perfected. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have perfected Senate Bill number 2 with the Senate substitute and ordered it printed. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of concurrent resolutions.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be concurrent resolutions.
President.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a concurrent resolution sending it forward. It has been distributed, and I would move for its adoption.
Please send your concurrent resolution forward. You've moved for the adoption of the resolution, Senator. Would you care to explain the concurrent resolution?
Thank you, Mr. President. For the benefit of the body, this is the resolution that allows us to join with the House tomorrow for the State of the State speech from Governor Parson. Be happy to answer any questions.
Senator from Boone, would you mind moving for unanimous consent to receive and vote on the bill and the resolution on the same day?
Thank you, Mr. President. I would seek unanimous consent to do both of those things today.
Hearing no objection, that shall be granted. Does anybody desire to be heard on the adoption of the resolution before the body from the Senator of Boone County? Senator from the 1st District.
Mr. President, may I inquire of the Senator from Boone?
Senator from Boone, do you yield to an inquiry from your colleague of the 1st Senatorial District?
I do.
He does. Proceed.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Just a question here. due to the light of what's been going on in the building lately with folks leaving continuously now, is there going to be any type of mask mandate in the house when we're going to double or triple whatever the amount of people that are going to be in there?
I do not believe the House is putting a mask mandate in place. I do know that we are, we will be seated upstairs. The Senate will be, with the exception of myself and the President of the Senate, and the other, quote-unquote required individuals, the judiciary, and I believe the Governor's Cabinet will also be upstairs. Nobody on the side galleries. The House, I have not heard anything from the House to say that they would be mandating masks for tomorrow.
And on a personal note, I know you always wear your mask, and I don't want to make this political, but at this point, it's a safety issue. Every day, it seems like somebody else is coming down with it, and I really wish we could get over these things and put something in order to keep everybody here safe, especially the staff who have to work here every day. That is just my personal note on this, so.
Thank you. I understand, Senator, and we'll continue to work as hard as we can to get through this. Thank you.
Further discussion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Boone renews his motion that House Concurrent Resolution Number 19 be adopted. All those in... It's a roll call vote. Thank you for pointing that out, ladies. Madam Secretary, please call the roll on the adoption of House Concurrent Resolution 19.
Senators Arthur, Bean, Beck, Bernsketter, Bratton, Brown, Burleson, Searpoy, Crawford, Igel, Esslinger, Gannon, Higeman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Lucht-Meyer, May, Moon, Mosley, O'Loughlin, Onder, Razor, Rader, Riddle, Rizzo, Roberts, Rowden, Schatz, Shoup, Washington, White, Whelan, Williams.
Senator from the 8th votes aye. Senator from Green, Senator from Green. Senator from Green, remind your P's and Q's. By your vote of 26 aye and 1 no, you have adopted House Concurrent Resolution 19. Senator from Boone.
Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be announcements. Announcements. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand adjourned under the rules.
I've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand adjourned under the rules.